When Justice Sandra Day O'Connor left the Supreme Court 2 years ago, she said she wanted to take care of her husband, John. He has Alzheimer's disease. John O'Connor now lives in an assisted living facility in their hometown of Phoenix. Recently, the couple's son, Scott, told a Phoenix TV station, KPNX, that soon after moving in, his dad had fallen in love with another patient.
48 hours after moving into that new cottage, he was a teenager in love. He was happy.
Joining us now is Robin DeSell of the Hebrew Home at Riverdale in New York. It's a long-term care facility. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to the issue.
Now, you have direct experience dealing with patients with Alzheimer's. Do they know what they're doing? Do they know that they're entering into a new relationship and maybe leaving behind a spouse that they've been with for many, many years?
Truth be known, it's very difficult to speculate what I would propose, and what I do firmly believe and have observed, is the fact that this is not a commission of adultery or betrayal. This is not someone taking an opportunity because of a diagnosis. What this is a real relationship in real time without the historical perspective. Very often with a diagnosis of dementia, one of the first functionalities to be compromised is memory. And an entire life history can be lost and go by the wayside. But again, matters of the heart persist. And the likelihood is that Sandra Day recognizes her husband's need for human contact and the emotional piece and is supporting that. I can only applaud her for what I believe to be an act of nobility and selflessness in promoting the health and welfare of her husband.
And in fact, according to her son, Scott, she is indeed supportive of this. This is what he told the TV station KPNX.
Mom, you know, was thrilled that Dad was relaxed and happy and comfortable living here and wasn't complaining. For Mom to visit when he's happy, you know, visiting with his girlfriend, sitting on the porch swing holding hands, no stress on Mom, no guilt laid on Mom.
Now, Robin DeSell, is that a common reaction in your experience from family members?
I believe the reaction varies, and that really depends upon the constellation of relationships involved. Yes, there are some families, some spousal situations where there is absolute support. Then there are other cases where families are more hard-pressed. It's more hurtful. The loss seems compounded. And this is where we have to enter in helping families understand, regardless of what the outcome is, that this is not done deliberately. This is not an act of betrayal. This is just happening in the individual's own right, the own right of the resident who still does need human contact, life pleasures, happiness. And you never know. There could even be residual traits in their new partner that are reminiscent of the traits in their former relationship. The most important piece of all is to uphold the rights and the needs and the life pleasures of someone who cannot do that independent of their families any longer.
Have you ever had to deal, though, with an angry or hurt spouse who said, you know, you need to do something here. This is my husband for 50 years. I can't believe you're allowing this relationship to carry on.
In most cases, the family does come to a point of acceptance and understanding, though if that's not possible, there are times where we have had to attempt to intervene. There are ways where you can redirect someone or relocate them within the setting, and ultimately the majority of families refuse that option because they recognize the importance of the stability of being in a particular care setting with staff that are familiar. And that's incredibly vital to the welfare of the individual in question.
Well, Robin DeSell of the Hebrew Home in Riverdale, New York, thank you very much.
I thank you.